AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. A top Volkswagen official is heading for the hot seat. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports a House panel will question him today on software that hid illegal levels of pollution in the company's diesel cars.
In his prepared testimony, Volkswagen's top executive in the U.S. apologizes for the emissions rigging scandal. Michael Horn says he learned of, quote, possible emissions noncompliance in the spring of last year. A spokeswoman later adding he would tell the panel it was only in the last several weeks that he learned about the software. Horn will also say the company will no longer seek government emission certificates for several 2016 models with diesel engines. That'll sharply limit the number of cars that VW dealers have to sell. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Fiat Chrysler has avoided an expensive strike at U.S. plants and reached a tentative deal with the UAW. AP correspondent Deanne Durbin reports union leaders will now vote on the proposed contract.
Union leaders are going to come to Detroit Friday, and they'll get a look at the agreement. They'll say whether or not they think the members should vote it up or down. Then you're looking at probably another week of voting in the plants. So mid-October, we should know.
Details of the deal have not yet been released. NATO's Secretary General says the U.S.-led coalition faces conflict, instability, and insecurity in many different directions, including the, quote, troubling escalation of Russian military activities in Syria. NATO defense ministers are gathered in Brussels to consider the implications of recent Russian military actions in the country. Yesterday, Russian warships fired cruise missiles in the first joint air and ground assault with Syrian government troops. With the Science Awards announced, the Nobel Prize spotlight now turns to literature. The winner of the 2015 Nobel Prize in Literature will be announced in a couple of hours. This is AP Radio News. Senate Democrats are preparing a legislative push to curb guns a week after a mass shooting at a community college in Oregon.
Campaigning in Iowa, Hillary Rodham Clinton reminded voters what is happening.
Every single day in America, between 88 and 92 people are killed by guns.
But GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush told another group of Iowa voters,
nothing that has been proposed in Washington would have changed anything.
Republicans controlling Congress have shown scant interest in restricting guns, and this latest Democratic effort has little chance of success, but the Democratic drive could keep the issue alive during next year's elections. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Divided House Republicans meet to vote on a new House Speaker today. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California is the front runner, but faces a fresh challenge from the hardline conservatives who forced outgoing Speaker John Boehner to resign. Final word won't come till October 29th. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.